I'm hearing people talk more about really focusing the Oncotype on patients who have HER2-negative, ER-positive tumors. And that sort of circles back to the issue of the responsiveness to chemotherapy in patients with ER-positive tumors in general.
Well, there's a growing body of data to show there's an inverse relationship. Even in the old meta-analyses, that showed up. That is, the reduction in risk of recurrence seen with chemotherapy was always greater in estrogen receptor negative populations than estrogen receptor positive populations. In postmenopausal women, more than twice the risk reduction, although there was still some small risk reduction to chemotherapy in postmenopausal ER positive patients. So I think if you just segregate patients on the basis of ER, there's still a benefit in ER positive patients, but it's less. But what I'm wondering is, and this was studied a little bit in the intergroup study of Kathy Albane, if you look at strongly positive estrogen receptor that's also negative for HER2, I'm wondering whether there's any benefit to chemotherapy in those patients. There may not be. It may be a total waste of time, even somebody with many positive nodes. Now, that comes from a retrospective analysis, but I think that there really should be a prospective study of patients with validated ER assays that if you take patients that are ER positive, PR positive, and HER2 negative, and strong, relatively strong for each of those, and then randomize them to endocrine therapy alone or endocrine therapy plus chemotherapy, I think that's crying out to be done. And I would bet that there's going to be negligible benefit to chemotherapy in those populations. And I'm talking about postmenopausal women now. Premenopausal women, it's hard to sort out because you have the ovarian ablation effects of the chemotherapy. But in postmenopausal women, I think the benefits are going to be very small for a strongly hormone-dependent cancer.